Hey Ellie.
Hi, Chris.
So,
So we're back.
it's been a few weeks.
It's more like a month.
More than a month, like
Yeah,
at
well, you
least
were
a
right. Yeah, a
month.
few weeks. Well, it feels like a long time.
Yeah, sorry, but thank you for everybody. I know that we kind of were just getting started, but we realized we really like this podcast.
It's been helpful. It's teaching us first to us.
Really? You think?
Hello.
Hey. Okay.
Hello.
That's our son.
Huh?
That's our daughter. No, it's all right. Oh, so we're back. We're just got our kids in another place, and so we can focus on this for a little bit.
Yeah, those are kind of like the things that as parents with little kids we have to do. They don't always cooperate. So anyway, we just need to find ways to keep them quiet while we do things that we enjoy doing, like recording the podcast,
Yep, that's right.
right, Chris?
So things can get quickly to your head, and I, Chris, let things get to my head really fast. And I also think the enemy just wanted to destroy what God was building in us. And I had a moment where I just wanted to destroy everything I've ever built. And I was being accused, like I thought that everything I'd worked hard for and built over time was this idol or something, and it wasn't that way at all to me, and I know it wasn't because it's not that way. But anyways, I ended up in the hospital.
Yeah, those were hard days.
So I was in an involuntary unit for 7 days and was diagnosed with bipolar 1 disorder, which is devastating. I had just gotten over a really, really hard time last year where I was charged with a felony and maybe wrongly charged, wrongly accused. And I was doing pretty good. And then, bam, I'm diagnosed with bipolar 1 disorder, which still I'm not sure about because they diagnosed me when I was going off cold turkey, another drug. And how can you diagnose someone like that? I just have a hard time with that. But I'm listening to the doctors, I'm taking my medication. Even though it makes me feel like terrible, and super sleepy and just not myself at all.
Yeah, well, it's a journey. And as every journey, there is steps. So we are walking steps towards recovery for Christopher. And we're just trying to be wise in doing what we are told to do. Do we have our questions? Yes. Do we always agree? No. But we're just trying to do what we think is the smart thing to do because we really care about mental health. And also, we
Yes.
really care about doing the business in the right way because it's to make work better for others. So, in order to do that, we need to feel better.
It also needs to be better for us.
Yeah. Like the best way to help somebody else is when you are feeling good enough to help them. Know that you have to have everything figured out. You are still learning. But yet, you need to have the capacity to think in others. And we went through really hard days when it was hard to think in others because everything seems too dark for us. Now we're doing better, and now we're trying to slowly go back to those things that we want to achieve as a couple, but also as professionals.
That's right. That's really good. So I've had a lot of time to think about OEA and Some other projects we're working on. I actually thought I was going to sell another business that we have. And we had several interested parties, but I just didn't feel like it was the right thing. I think I was trying to escape. And it's a good business. So we're actually probably going to keep, like, just merge that business into OUYA. So right away we'll have a decent company with multiple brands starting out OUYA. So it's like a $30,000 to $50,000 company now. So that's not all done, but it's starting. And then we're just gonna kind of bootstrap it. I'm tired of thinking about investors. I think that's unhealthy for me. And if investors want a partner, well, it's up to them. You know that they're gonna have to do the hard work now.
Yeah, we're just trying to make it work. Aouya hasn't disappeared. We're just trying to find new ways to work without, how can I say it?
Without outside investment.
Yeah, but I also will say it caring with mental health. Like, we're not
Yeah.
willing to sacrifice mental health just for business.
Right.
We don't want to go full in business if that means there is an there is issues there for us.
Part of the reason why I've never wanted to get in debt with our businesses is for my mental health, because I know how hard it is. It can be. It doesn't always have to be. But when you become a slave to another person, to a lender, like, that is really hard on your mental health.
Yeah, and I know that there is a way that business has been done for many, many years. Like, people will probably advise you that just do what you need to. But I also think that for us, it's not working that way, and it's not what we want. So we're not judging others who go in that road. It's their decision. They know with how much they can handle. But for us, mental health has a lot of weight on the balance, and we care about our kids, the time that we spend with them. We also want to do some other activities that are not necessarily making money, but are also important as well. And we just want to be part of. We have many plans, and maybe in another podcast we can talk about our extra things. But for now, that is related to Aouya. We want Aouya. We care about this, but we are not sacrificing things that matter to us. And if there is somebody else listening and they have an advice how to do that, how to get to that point, he's welcome. And if you have never considered other areas of your life, you're just too focused on one, well, here we leave you the idea to consider what else is in life that matters to.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, really. And if anybody has a response to that question, what else in life matters besides work? You can send us a voice message. It'd be awesome if we maybe had that voice message. We might think about putting that voice message in our podcast and talking about those things sometime. But you can send us a voice message through. There should be information on how to do that in the description of this episode, or in our podcast information. If there's not, you can email us at contact@awia.co, AWIA.co. So yeah, that's exciting. We're still excited though. Like, all of the crap, days in prison or
In the facility.
in the facility and broke, like, down to no money. All of our assets, I mean, not all of our assets, but at least all of our savings gone. Living off of people, we're so thankful for the donations we received. I actually took a job a week and a half ago, started. You get down to the nitty-gritty and you realize, well, you know what? I still want to do OUYA. I still want to do Soul Company. I still want to build a business that we're working so hard for. And Nursery People is another website we have. We're going to start asking for sponsors because there's already 675 registered users of the site.
That's crazy.
And there's like over, I think there's over 5,000 users a month of our website.
Wow.
It's not a ton in comparison to a lot of sites, but it's enough to have a really good.
I mean, you haven't even tried it. You just made it, leave it there.
Yeah, it's just basically been sitting there for 3-4 years.
Yeah.
3 years.
And even without trying, getting that amount of users, let alone if that becomes the next priority, you know, like we go further with this project.
Yep. So we're wanting to build a mobile app for that,
mm-hmm.
but also just sell sponsorships so we can invest in it.
Yeah, that's great.
So.
Yeah, that's a little update from us and from AWEA, what's going on. Obviously, AWEA is totally related to what's going on with us because so far it's us. But the idea is to keep making work better and keep working on that towards that goal. The goal hasn't changed, even though the means of may have a little bit of changes. But thank you for listening to us. And Chris, is there something else that you want to share? I know that it's a lot going on in your mind with plans. And would you like to bring more?
Oh, I just am so grateful to everyone, especially Aureli, my wife.
Aww.
For everything that people have done for me. Even though it's not fun a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
And in the moment, a lot of times I disagree with it and all that. But I'm thankful for my mental health. Like, I think we've realized how amazing it is to have...
Totally, yeah.
A working mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just say, if you're struggling mental health-wise, you're not alone. And talk to someone. Don't fight this battle by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It is better with people, even though people say stupid stuff sometimes.
Sorry about that.
They have no idea, but it at the same time, people can really help. And I'm grateful for people, especially mm-hmm. for programs that people have instituted.
Yeah, me too. I'm not the person that is experiencing that in first hand, if I can say it that way, but I'm totally involved. When it involves my husband and the father of my kids, whatever is going on with him affects me because it affects them. So we are an entity now. It feels like he's going through something, and then I'm living that, I'm experiencing that. I have my own journey when it comes with that. We care about him, and I know that he cares about the business and he doesn't want to forget this. So it's a lot that we need to put in balance. It's a lot that we need to work through. It's not only one area. So one step at a time, one day at a time, especially.
Yeah.
So if you have problems, there are people around you that wants to help. And if you have someone in your like closest friends or family that is going through that, I'm pretty sure you also have your questions about how is the right way, but sometimes just being there can do a lot.
Yeah, it helps a lot. So just be there for people. And I try to be there for people when I'm okay. And so we're just always, you never know when you might struggle too. So
yeah,
try to be there for people when you're doing well, because I never thought I would have this much struggle. The last 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're fragile. Our mind is fragile. We are creatures that depend on something higher than just us.
Thank you, everybody. We'll have a good evening.